Simon Aleph, four lines from the top. Kikatan, kikatan, kigadal tishma. Amesh Shlakish, sheichav v'alecha din shal pruta k'din shal meyer. Small and large should be by you like a. You shouldn't differentiate between a din tayer that comes with a pruta and a din tayer that comes with $100. It's all the same. So the Rav, the Ma'il Chassah, what's this coming to teach you? Ilay miliyuni bay umifsikai. If it's coming to be ma'ayin in the din and say the emes pshita, well, obviously you're not allowed to lie for one pruta. What's the difference lying for one pruta? It's for lying for $100. It's like the Ma'il El Lak Dume. Let's say a person has the entire of one pruta, and the person has the entire for $100. So the one pruta guy came first. Then came the guy with $100. So you think, you know what, let me, one pruta, wait a while now. We'll put you in the back of the line, and the other guy we'll put to the front. Kamash Malan, that we don't do that. We don't judge first because you have more money to judge. So Vaita, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush to that?
The Eidim of the Alivi, they can't hang around. The guy with the money, with the mayor money, is going to lose a lot more money than
so
the
what?
Pruta.
One second. For only a pruta is the same as a gvir, $100. Right? There's no difference. For me, $1 is for you, $100. So why should we go ahead and push him off? Why? Because he's there with perform. He's waiting for 2 hours on the line. And all of a sudden you go, okay, guy, you have $100, you come first. Does that make sense? Not only he's upset, nah, but he's the only, you go ahead and you make him as a double zets. Right, we tell him, okay, you were here for 2 hours. You know what? Wait another 2 hours because this guy's are more important than tire. For him, it's $100 than tire.
First come, first serve, no?
Right. What would you say? Good cash, no? The mashal asked this cash.
I say they want to get paid first. The guy with the money.
Very good. Mamash mechavet the mashal's tire.
What do you say?
Mashal says that.
They want to first make
the bezdin gets chabet taylor. So if they're gonna go ahead and make, they're gonna chabet taylor. They charge for. For waste of time, right. They could have been. So out of a pruta, they're going to charge the guy. Okay, the guy came for $1, $50 for me passing him. Well, that's not going to work, right?
Right.
He came for $1, and then, right, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So therefore, so you would think that Bezin could go ahead and say, you know what, first let me get paid, because it's $100 entire, so you know what, they're ready to pay $50. Then, once I'm paid, then I'm ready to get
doesn't
all the people above.
Go water, he could technically get elsewhere.
Right.
Bezdin.
Right, but Bezdin can be Mavata on $1 than tire, they're not going to charge you $50 per hour.
So it's going to be Mavata. Except that the amount.
Right, it's insane. So you would think that is.
Their minds, they know they're not going to make any money.
Right.
How does he get paid? He gets paid a percentage?
No, he's not going to get paid a percentage. He gets paid for, let's say, if he could have been a lawyer instead of being a Dayan. A Dayan's like a lawyer, right? Let's say.
Yeah.
So he could have been a lawyer. He gets paid $250 an hour.
By who?
By the Bali Dinan.
Okay.
Is there a Bezdin today that does not charge money?
Maybe yes.
There's like one?
Yes.
Which one is that?
Oh, you want to go there? It costs you a ticket.
No, there's also
one.
There are, but very, very inappropriate.
Wow.
Just find the Bezdin that doesn't charge. You don't blame them, really. You know, they sit for hours and hours. They have to make a living. Sometimes they charge a bit too much to make the living, but you don't blame them. So that's the mashal.
A lot of money. Maybe the
Bezdin's
going to run away. So it's a chiddush that you can't push it aside. I mean, let's say you're dealing with a $1 million case.
Right.
And the teveya, let's say, the other side is going to run away potentially. So therefore, you would think that it's have to say, you know what,
visa.
It takes more important.
No, I understand. But for this ani, that's, if for him $100 is the same, like for that guy, $1 million.
It's also a good point. The guys may go to the next bezdin. I need you, I got to another bezdin.
Yeah, but the poor guy could say, go ahead, say I owe $10. I don't have it.
Okay,
Zakdashi.
Zakdashi, Ilay Milunibe Mipsika La Mita. If you're telling me that you have to pass in the truth, like that's Pashit. Like Dume, Zakdashi, and Bala Fanecha Dinshal Pruta. If a Dinshal Pruta comes to you, Vachaza Ba'acha Shamana, Hakaidim Fanecha comes before you, Hakdim Lachter, go ahead and be Danim first. You would think you could judge him first. Kamashlan, you can't. Zakdim Avait. Like Sagub Neish. Don't be afraid. We saw this earlier. Don't be afraid to say if your Rebbe said something. Don't be afraid to mix yourself in there and say no. You made a tais. Zokti ma'avayit. It says in pasuk yamishpat lelekimu. Amar abcham v'abchanin. Amar kadosh baruch hu. Lo yidayin l'rishayim. It's not enough to Hashem shenayt lemizem mamon. V'naisin lezeh shalei kedin adayim. That Paskin's wrong. He's taking away from one and giving it to another. El shematriach naisin. The Baruch Hashem saying you're being matriach me. You're making me work hard. Lahachzim mamon lebaalav. Because now, what happened? You're making me, even though Reuven was wrong. And Bezin Paskin like Reuven. So Shimon had to pay Reuven. I have to give Shimon the loss that he had to pay. He had to give up. Hashem saying, I have to go ahead so you be matriach me. You dying, not only.
Well, dying means over here enough.
Yeah. So not only.
We don't accuse.
Right, not only that you did wrong, you Paisik, but you also went ahead and you're making me be mechayiv to pay, this loss of money. So now.
Is that considered free will though?
So what's so hard for the banish to make someone else get money? Like, what's the big deal?
Changes the course of
Oh, very good. That's exactly what I'm saying.
What?
I mean, it's not hard for everybody. Someone else, his dollar falls out of his pocket, and that's Hashem is going to get his dollar. It just since...
It doesn't have to be that way.
No, but it's not hard for everybody, for someone else to...
No, but it doesn't have to come away from someone.
Or whatever, fell from Shemayim, whatever you want.
Yeah,
Rabbi Mazza has a story. Money fell down from the roof, from the sky, right? You told me that more than once, that story. That Baba Madison.
What?
What happened was I needed to pay my son's tuition, so I was following Mensa with the Seaver, and then I was walking to the bank seeing what I could figure out, and then there was $100 bills blowing down from the sky, so I was afraid to pick it up.
And then he woke up.
Someone. So a nice black lady came and gave me exactly $400. And that would happen out afterwards.
One second, this is recorded. Yeah. Say it again. Do 100 fly from the sky?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what happened. In Chicago, there was an accident with an armored truck, and it was a big accident, and some money bags burst, and the money was flying around.
Salute to Flappers.
No ink, right?
There's mice like money flying, and they give up.
From Chicago to Flappers?
No, I'm saying,
we have to give the money back, no?
So
we have to do that.
No, the Yaish. They gave up. If it went from Chicago to Flappers, the guy gave up.
Can we recreate this?
So the judge, let me ask you, the judge, because he's judging this vote, then that's considered free will. In other words, the judgment that a judge renders, this is God's doing, or this is the
Oh, he made a mistake. He didn't.
I understand. But when Hashem makes things happen, you think you have free will every second of the day of everything you do? If I want chocolate versus vanilla, I made a free will decision. I didn't make a free will decision, right?
Okay.
So I'm saying if a judge is judging something and he goes to make a decision, is it considered his free will to make the wrong decision?
Oh, that's a very deep question. That's a question we have to discuss in private.
It's
a whole different. That's the Rambam's question. How does Bechir stem what you do?
Because he has a mitzvah to do it.
Okay, yeah. So, anyways.
So you see what I'm saying? What was the Teretz about?
It's the Mashal's Kash. The Mashal says, like Mark was saying, that the Pshat is that Kashim is a nice of Shal Adam, Kikriyas Yamsif. It's hard for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That means Teva is what you make or not to make any money. It's a nes. Every time you make another dollar, that's a nes. That's Shalika Decha Teva. So I'm saying, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to turn the world a little bit. It's not good. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't like doing that. It's a nes. What does that mean? It's hard for a bunch of Kriyas Yamsif. Something. It's not shaykh, the musik hard by a bunch of them. That we understand. To keep a shidduch going is hard like a Kriyas Yamsif. But the panasa, yeah?
In the old days, people farmed their own land, they had some animals. And when they got a few dollars, they bought a sugar or a
ranch. But
they never bought anything hardly.
Okay.
Today, we buy everything.
Okay.
Today, is it harder?
No, in the same hard. It's hard. The bunch of it's as
Chazal. So you're saying now it's easy? It's the same.
No,
for him, it's
no hard and easy by the bunch.
Okay, so what are we saying?
They're just saying that the bunch of this teva and the shalika deracha teva. Teva is not to make money, but not shalika deracha teva. You have to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu every extra dollar you make.
Every dollar,
not
extra. Every dollar.
Yeah. Any dollar. Yeah. Tell them about it. Something that's hard on you. So the pasuk ends off. Mikem takrivu neilai. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Any the entire come to me." Amam chenina. We tell me about Moshe. Adav is a nenas Moshe. But this Moshe got punished. And I'm of a yakim. Moshe is a part of the Hashem. What does that mean? Moshe said, "You know what? I'm going to take care of everything. Just come to me." And really, you should have said that. I'll speak it over. Lefnei Hashchina, you come to Lefnei Hashchina. See, he was nenas that he said it on himself. Kilu, he has everything. So the Shabbat Hashem punished him that who came to him? B'nai Slavcha. They came to him and they asked him, what should we do? Do we get a portion? Do we yash in any field? And Moshe didn't know. So he had to bring it to in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was the punishment. That you see that he had to go ahead and he couldn't pass it on his own. He had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok Yashi. Ki HaMishma Lelekimu. Ki Ilah Atadon. Like Ki Ilah. Took this ownership, his leadership for himself. Come towards me. He should have said, come towards the Shechina. When you're coming to me, you're coming towards the Shechina. It's not my decision. So Nanashmash got punished. He wasn't taught Pashas Nachlis. Until B'nai Slavcha came towards him. He didn't know what to answer. So B'nai Slavcha wanted to show him that you didn't know what to answer. He didn't teach him earlier. Does it say that you're going to listen to me or Shmatev? Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Takivin elai or Shmatev," and I'll discuss with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say that I'm going to be the one that's going to answer your question. It's going to be whatever Hakadosh Baruch Hu is asking him. If I learned it, I learned it. If not, I'll ask the Rabbeinu Shlomo. I'll go ahead and learn it. So, what was the problem? No, different shot. Why? B'nai Slavcha, what happened B'nai Slavcha? It's Ruya Pashas Nachlis, Shetikotcha B'day Moshe Rabbeinu. It was really, Pashas Nachlis was really to be said through Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, you know what Slavcha was? You know what the Pasha was? Slavcha was that they didn't have a father. They wanted to know if they get any Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. They also wanted to get a share, a plot in Eretz Yisrael. So they came to Moshe. Moshe didn't know. Moshe said, oh, I don't know, Takar. You don't know about women getting anything and yashering anything. So Moshe had to go to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So when Moshe said it, Moshe understood. So why was this Pasha said? Why wasn't this? Why did Moshe have to go to the Rabbeinu Shlomo? Why wasn't the whole Torah he was taught? Why wasn't he taught this also? So the Gemara, really, it should have been taught. It should have been written by the Moshe Rabbeinu. Al shezochu b'nai Slavchad v'nichtav al yadan. B'nai Slavchad was zeiche, and the Pasha was said over from them. Another Gemara. Ruya heis the Pasha mekayshes shetikasha v'day Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasha Mekayshis also should have been, Moshe Rabbeinu should have known about it. He was Mechal Shabbos. And he got stoned. He didn't know what to do with him. So Moshe had to ask the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So Moshe also should have known about that. But
That seems like an easy one. How did he know?
Yeah. El Shenizchayev Mekayshis. But there was Nizchayev Mekayshis. And it was written through him, the Lamdach, to teach you. It's all to teach you. Shemegalgal and Chayva Yedechayev V'schusay Dezakah. Chayva de chayiv, the person that was we're teaching you the chayva de chayiv, the chiv the person that was mechayiv, and zchus ayde zaka is zchus for the person that was zaycha. When I slavchad was a zchus, they were zaycha that the pasha should be taught ayde them. So to a chayva ayde chayiv. Now what's a zchus of when I slavchad? What was the zchus?
The mechaver to show.
Oh, very good. That they loved Eretz Yisrael. They were showing chavivas. You know, you would think they just wanted a plot. You know, why not? Real estate. It wasn't just for real estate. They wanted to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Yeah.
Did Moshe just forget? Yeah, they
had everything right. Yeah, that's right. It's a hard shot, but there's something Shannon said.
But I thought Moshe was.
But we're saying yeah, okay. I thought he
was taught everything right there and then.
Yeah, but you see that he had to ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu. For some reason, this he had to ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it was a very complicated case. Does the daughters get Yerusha?
Mechal Shabbos
wasn't so posh. It was not so simple as you think that they were just Mechal Shabbos. You're right. Mechal Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu knew they get skeeter. It wasn't so posh.
They didn't know which.
Right, either didn't know which, or they were Mechal Shabbos, or they were, who says they were Mazed, or they did a Bedafka to teach Klai Yisrael things.
So why wasn't so posh. Share everything with them right away?
So that's what we're saying right here. The Gemara's answering you. Because we want to teach Schusay Dezaka and Chayvay Dechayv. They should be Zaycha in that Limidat Haya. Zok Yashi. No, Yashi. Zok Dema Vaita. It says, Ksiv Atzava Eshaftechem Be'esahi. The Shaftim should be the ones teaching you, be Mazars, the nation. The Ksiv Atzava Eschem Be'esahi. And the other Pasuk says that Klai Yisrael, you should be the ones teaching. Amar Balaz Amar Saloy. Azor Letzibus. It's a steer. It's Azar on the Tzibah that they should be frightened. They should be scared of the Dayan. like we said yesterday, they should, the dayan should come with his tools, and he should frighten the people. They should be afraid of him. And it's a dayan, it's also the dayan, the dayan should go ahead and carry and listen and be soivel the tzibur. And this is yeah. Come with some.
Mark,
this is your How much should they be soivel the tzibur? Just like a father carries a child that's a nursing child, so too you have to carry, the dayan has to carry the nation like a nursing child. So, Rashi. It's mashman that the chachamim are there to be madrich, to guide the tzibur. With forcing them.
Typically it's a mother, no?
Over there, yeah. Yeah. What does the tzibah have to be nizah? So we're telling you two things. First of all, that the dayan, they have to be afraid of the dayan. The dayan has to be safe with them. Another stiyah, k'siv ki ata tavi.
I mean, is
k'siv ki ata tavi. We have a stira. One place it says, Yeshua, you should be like one of them. Ki ata savai, you should come along with the rest of the Sanhedrin, or the rest of the Klal Yisrael, come along with them to Eretz Yisrael. And the other place is, you should be the one to bring them. So is Yeshua bringing Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael? Or Yeshua is just going along with Klal Yisrael? Amar Bechan Estir. Amar Bechan Amar Loi Maisha Yeshua. Ata v'askenim shabedari ma. Maisha told Yeshua, you should come along with this Zekenim. Don't do it yourself. You and the Zekenim, the other 70 people, should bring up Klal Yisrael. You together with other people. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Tell Makkel. He told Yeshua, take your stick, v'hachal kakadim, and smack them on the heads. Davar echad l'dar. There's one manik to the generation. V'ein shnei devarim l'dar. There's no two manigim. Huh? Shouldn't he put this gemara? There's one manik to Klal Yisrael. There's no two manigim. What? Of not. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought, you know what? We're scared that, you know, you yourself taking over Klal Yisrael so quickly right after Moshe. Come with 70 people. Come with others. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, no. There has to be one manik. There can't be two manikim. Okay? Zok Rashi. Ki'ata tovi yisrael mashma gam ato ke'echel mem. Like, you're like one of them. Ki'ata tovi mashma lashon shor. No, yigaleim. No, you yourself. Moshe amalei zekenim shebidoi mayim. Moshe said zekenim shebidoi mayim. Apiyem asa maise. Like, teshach ye'olein. Don't the who called the chiyat the tavim Moshe Amru. Moshe said, "Don't do it yourself." Because the sibeh is oyetz and shnish b'Hashem. Over mikat chiyat the tavim sibeh the oyetz and shnish b'at lezechem. I want the kadosh baruch v'atzer Amru. So one pasuk he's saying is klal Moshe. Another pasuk Moshe himself said, "Davar echad manik echad." So there has to be one manik. So why is it like that? Why does it have to be one manik? Why can't it be two manikim?
Because once you see them arguing or disagreeing,
it's
like a nation. They each take a side, and then all of a sudden, it's a Democrat Republican.
He's saying it himself, huh? Right, yeah, right. That means they could be. Rabbi Yashiv and Hashem is the one they argue every day on another psak and the Chashavas, right? And everything. That's a psak, but to be a manik, you only can have one. Yeah, rather. But when it comes to Anhagas Adar, you want to know if you should vaccinate. You can't come and be a shaylet.
That's also
you can't be, when something's in the game, you want to pass on something, no problem. You can pass on, you can do whatever you want. When you want to know if you should vaccinate, right? So that's a gabi, there's one das in the door. You can't have 2 days. Especially if you hold you being mazik or rabbin, if there's a tzaddik being mazik. You can't also have your own day. Right, that's the thing. There's something that's in the gay at the klai, and something's in the gay at each cat by itself. There's many things that's negay each cat. You have. You want to be machmer on something, you can do that. You want to hold what, anything, right? You want to hold chal of staminality, yilati, fine, no problem. But when it's negay at the dar, there's one agudah. There can't be that there's two people saying legabi the dar. You want to say even for your talmidim, you can say what you want. When you come to paskin on the dar, that can't be. I'm not discussing politics. I'm just trying to say what the Gemara said.
Okay, it wasn't the
Gadol. Oh, it's not the Gadol, it's the Manik.
Who?
What?
No, that's why I don't want to talk about today. I'm talking about Amal. Reb Shach, when he was fearing, he didn't let other people say deyas for the da. And people were wondering, you know, big people I'm talking about. It wasn't, and people would wonder, like, what's going on here? Like, what? Because when you're dealing with, you know, especially when you have a da, you're not talking about hundreds of thousands of people. You're talking about a yeshiva light, whatever it was, whatever, Bnei Brak a couple, Yishlaim a couple, whatever it is. So he felt that it can't be that there's 2 days, the Gabi and Haga. Should you vote, shouldn't you vote? Whatever that Haga was, whatever the Shilas were, he felt that there can't be 2 days. Now, I'm not going into all Ashkaf. I'm saying that.
You see that the Manhigim could argue.
I'm just saying what the Gemara says. You can't argue on a Gemara.
I'm saying that the Shilas lose the mind.
Okay. Shilas, that could be always a Shilas. You know, like, you saw Meshach Tambach's letter yesterday? Meshach wrote a clear letter. You saw it? Is it clear that it's against vaccinating? It's clear, right? So one of the non-vaccinees, he comes up to him. There's 2 ways how to read the letter. You know what I'm saying? Is there 2 ways? I didn't see it. Is there 2 ways how to read something?
It's with your eyes closed and your eyes open.
Yeah, that's right. You read it, you didn't read it. What? This guy, obviously. Oh, no. Meshach Tambach says that you must vaccinate. If not, you're basically a right if you're not allowed to do to your children, whatever it is. Right? And this guy can read the letter opposites. Then everything he can read. The Gemara says there's only can be one manig. The Gemara is only talking about the Gemara's days. The Gemara's talking about today. What do you say? What does anyone say? You think the Gemara is only talking about Amal? Okay. Fine.
No, it's Pashto's talking about Ladaris. It's giving you a cloud.
No, it's just giving you a cloud. It can be one manig. That's it. So all of a sudden it's Gemara that, so you have to go, and then, so you have to, so who makes the manig? Klai Yisrael makes the manig. It's Siyat Shmai. It doesn't just happen by itself. Klai Yisrael takes
today's day and age, we don't have a manig for Klai Yisrael. Meaning there might be manhigim in different parts. You have chassidim, you have Shev Sadim.
That's a very good question.
There's a little diversity. A little
right, that's true.
Even amongst
that means even amongst visions.
But
there's 7 rabbis.
It's sure Sfaradim for sure, right? Sfaradim are their own.
Right. You don't say that the Sfaradim have to shtel tzu to this day. So that's where you can start playing. Right. I'm just saying. So that's where there's differentiations. We can start handling. That means you see that there's different. Chassidim and Litvisha, they always had the Omanigim. Right, but even though many times there was one that was on top of everyone, Chavetz Chaim, as much as the Chassidim, there was no person like the Chavetz Chaim. So everyone knew there was a certain anhaga that he had that if he would have said it, it just went through the klais, right? I'm saying. So that's what you have to know. You're right. So you're bringing up a very good point. There's always a cat that has their manik, but when their Rebbe is paskening, he's not paskening for the da. It's not a pshat that Rebbe is paskening for the da, that Svadish Rebbe, or whatever.
I'm saying more so in Eretz Yisrael. The Svadish community is a huge community, right? They had Rabbi Yosef, who was their manik for many years.
Sure. Yeah. If I can, it's not like, and they should go with him. It's not like pshat is all of a sudden they should go with him. Okay, but you have to know Lagabe. Okay, yeah. Vaita. Zog to my Vaita. I spent on one topic. Zog to my Vaita. Tana. Zimun b'shloisha. It says, Zimun b'shloisha. My Zimun. What does Zimun mean? Ilay ma bicha Zimun. If it would say bicha Zimun. Ilay, if it means that when you're eating, you need 3. But Tanya, Zimun a bicha Zimun b'shloisha. It says Zimun and bicha Zimun. It's 2 different things. It says Zimun obviously is not bicha Zimun. It's explaining itself. My Zimun. What does Zimun mean? Bicha Zimun. Vatani Zimun Bishlaisha. Bicha Zimun Bishlaisha. It says it's separate. Zimun Bishlaisha and Bicha Zimun Bishlaisha. Ela my Zimun. What does Zimun mean? As Muna Ledin. That we need 3 people to bring him to din. Which means, Kiha, the Omar Rava. Hani Beit Lasa Daini. The 3 Dayanim, the Yasvi, they're sitting. Va'ozel Shlicha the Beidina. And they send the Shliach from the Bezin to bring this person. Va'omar Mipuma Dechad. And he said, no, 1 person from Bezin call you to come, right? We're sitting in Bezin, and Bezin says, we need to know about more. We want that guy to come to Bezin. So they can't say they're calling it from 1 person. They have to say, we're all calling this person. You need 3 people to call. So the Mahana Mili below Yaimedina, this is all when it's time of day. Bezin doesn't normally sit that day, and now Bezin wants this person to come. Well, if it's a day of the din, then we don't say it. What does it mean the day of the din? On Monday and Thursday, Bezin always sat. That was the day of the din, then we don't say this halach. So, Shetzayikim olav. Lovay v'lodin l'fneim. Bezin sends shluchim to come. Come to Bezin. So hachashich l'zmina b'shem shlashin. The Bezin has to go ahead and call from three. V'amashmetichat pleni dayin. Mezmincha. This dayin is inviting you to come. Le'am aklum. V'li'ozul le'am shamtin olav. So the more about it, Tashlum Mekeful, the Mishnah said that you do it with three. Shalach Rav Nachman by Rav Chizal, Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Yilam, Dene Rabbeinu, Dine Knossos Bekama. How many people do you need by Dine Knossos? So the more, Maikam Yibayla, what are you asking? Anant Nama Shleisha, the Mishnah says Shleisha. It says exactly three, so what are you asking me a question? You know the Mishnah. Ela Yachad Mumcha Kam Yibayla, do you need three? But how about a Mumcha? We learned in the whole parak already that Mumcha is different. So maybe Mumcha one is enough. The Don Dina Knossos I like. Could one Yachid be Don Dina Knossos? I'm a late on it too. We learned Shlomi Kevah, the Shlomi Abba Chamisha, Vishleisha. My Shleisha. What's three? Elam Shleisha Yaitis. If it's not Mumchim, regular three, Amar Vuda Avuch, your father's father, Shreya Yafa Dina Mava, Philasar, Ben Yaitis, Psulim Dina Knossos. Even ten, if they're Yaitis, the Apostle Dina Knossos. Elam Mumchim. Obviously, we're talking about Mumchim, but come on Shleisha. So you see, you need three Mumchim. Zakri Ashi. Dina Knossos Misham Yesu Medina. So Rashi says Dina Knossos is someone who pays more, but we know Chatzin Nezek might also be Dina Knossos. So maybe Dina Knossos means someone that doesn't pay the exact. Right, very good. Thanks.
So if you kill an Eved, that's Knoss.
Yeah.
It could be less than he's worth.
So that's it. We'll stop here. And next week I think we should have 5 minutes.